So one thing I love to do as a priest is go to the elementary school, Catholic school, and here in our parish we have Holy Cross Academy. I love teaching because you never know what kids are going to say or do, and it always inspires me. So I was working with the lower grades, the real little kids, and I asked the question, when you pray, you got to pray to God. And they're like, yup. And I'm like, okay, well, tell me where God's at. And immediately everybody in the classroom pointed up to heaven, right? And they're all looking up. And this one kid, I loved it. He was like trying to be like a little cocky. He pointed to himself, right? And he wanted to get a laugh. And I pointed that kid out and I said, you got it. This guy has it. And the kid goes, huh? Right? He was like, I was hoping for the wrong answer. He had the right answer. A great theologian, he didn't even know it. And so it's interesting that today we're celebrating the Easter season, but the church holds out John's Gospel, chapter 14. This is part of his Last Supper discourse. And so all throughout chapter 14, in particular, Jesus is preparing them for his death and resurrection. He's like, I'm going to have to leave, but I'm going to send you the advocate. And it's interesting that this, what he says for the advocate, translated in, from the Greek, is parakletos, which is translated advocate and also counselor. And he's like, look, you want me to do this. You want me to send the Holy Spirit. You got to let me go to the Father. And they're like, what are you talking about? Well, what Jesus was preparing them for was a paradigm shift on their relationship with Jesus. Up until that point, the 12 apostles had spent every waking moment with Jesus. For 3 years, they traveled the countryside, preaching and teaching with Jesus and serving him and the people. And so they were used to this human relationship with Jesus. And what he's trying to set them up for right now in the gospel, he's like, look, my relationship with you is going to be different, but guess what? It's going to be better. And then they all started scratching their head like, what does that mean? And how is that possible? And Jesus said, when I go to my Father, Ascension, which is, by the way, Ascension Thursday is this Thursday. He's saying, when I go to my Father, now I'm going to be with you wherever you are. And if you think about it, right, in human terms, when we're in relationship with somebody, we're talking to them, that person cannot be somewhere else, right? Our mom, if you have a bunch of kids, mom can only be with one kid at a time. That's it, because we're human. But Jesus said, when I ascend to my Father, I will be able to be with everyone in a unique way. And Jesus is arguing that his relationship, he would be closer to us and closer to the apostles by ascending to the Father than if he stayed on earth. He's like, because I'm going to send you the advocate and the Holy Spirit, and the Father and I are going to make our dwelling inside you. And so I think this is important because many people think, well, you know, what's Easter about? Well, it's about Jesus dying on the cross for my sins so I can make it to heaven. But that's the future tense. What God did by dying on the cross was that he could dwell inside of us. See, this was the ultimate goal of God, was to repair what was broken with Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve had this perfect relationship with God. And that was separated. It was severed by the original sin. So God came to repair that so that he would dwell inside each and every one of us. And that's what happens at baptism. So that little kid at Holy Cross Academy was right. In baptism, God dwells with us. The Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, dwells inside me. And I think that's interesting because you and I, when we pray, right, we pray to God up there, out there. We pray to God in the Eucharist. It's always this. But it's hard to look at ourselves and say, wait, God's in me? You know, that's hard to believe. But that's this understanding of that's where God resides. And it's a very personal relationship too. That not only does he dwell within us, but he wants to give us all those things that we're so searching for in a relationship. Right? What does an advocate do? An advocate supports the other person. If you have an advocate in law or just a friend, they support us. And so don't we want that in a relationship? Yes. I want to be supported. I want to know that I'm not alone. The Holy Spirit dwelling inside me. He's also the counselor, another word for parakletos, a counselor. So he's one who gives me truth and guides me. You know, I don't want to be on this journey through life alone. I want someone there to walk with me and guide me, to help me to choose my path and choose it correctly. And Jesus said this in today's John's Gospel. He says this, the Holy Spirit will also teach you. He will teach us. Not only right from wrong, but everything that Jesus shared with us in Scripture. My word, that was from the Father, the Holy Spirit's going to help you to understand that. And he's inside of you. Which is crazy to believe that God is inside of me and he's the one directing me. He's the one supporting me and counseling me and teaching me. So if we got the Holy Spirit in baptism, right? We have the Trinity inside of us because of baptism. Why do you need confirmation? I don't know. No, I'm just joking. I do. Okay. This understanding is that our young people need to confirm this relationship with God. See, our parents chose our faith for us because we wanted to. Why stop? Why wait? Why wait till you're a teenager to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the Trinity inside you? That sounds dumb. I want it as soon as I can as an infant, but at some point, as a young adult, an eighth grader, ninth grader, we gotta say, wait a minute, I wanna work on this relationship with God. I wanna know deep down inside of me, in my very being, that God is in me and with me, and he is the one guiding me. He's the one teaching me. He will never abandon me or reject me. He's here with me. I'm never alone. That's what we want to know. That's what our young people today in the inscription is about. They're saying, I want to come to know God intimately and personally. He is real, and he's not only he's in my life, he is in me. Wow. And so our young people are here to inspire us. Can I work on my relationship with God? You better believe it. Do I always think that he's inside of me? No, I don't. And for us as parents, adults, for those who of you are lucky enough to be sponsors, see, these young people are challenging us. What's my relationship with God look like? You know, when I talk to Catholics, so oftentimes, sometimes we have like a third grade reading level of prayer, right? It's like, well, I say my prayers before bed, Our Father, Hail Mary, glory be, right? Say God thanks, and I put my head down, and that's it. God so loved us, not only did he die for us, but he made sure that the Trinity would dwell inside of us, not at the end of time, but now. And all creation groans for what you have inside of you. That's how personal and intimate Christ wants to be with you. And so today, our young people inspire us, but that challenges us too. Because I suspect if my relationship's not always perfect, I bet yours isn't either. And maybe this is the first time you heard in the Catholic Church that you need to have a personal, intimate relationship with God. And it's more than just rote prayers. You should be saying you wrote prayers every day, which you should take time to meditate, you know, and understand that God is not just in a relationship with you, but he's in you. And so this week, I always give homework. And so the homework is this. I want you, as you pray daily, okay, I presume you're praying daily. If not, start. All right, so after you say you wrote prayers, you read scripture, you do all your things, I want you to take 5 minutes to be by yourself. Sit in a chair, recliner, not in bed because you'll fall asleep, okay? All right, but I want you to relax. Take a couple deep breaths in, close your eyes, all right? And as you breathe in, I always like to literally say I'm breathing in the Holy Spirit and breathing out my anxiety. I'm breathing in God the Father and I'm letting go of my worries when I breathe out. But this understanding, with my eyes closed, I'm meditating and I'm filling my lungs full of air and I'm letting it out. And what I'm doing, and then I start to think, wow, God is in me. Wow. Have you ever stopped long enough in your life to pause and take a deep breath and say, wait a minute, God is in me? If that's true, then life is going to be different. I know I'm never going to be alone. And so we can ask the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts and our lives. We can say, God, come to me and stay with me. Abide with me. This is what God wants for us. He already dwells with us, but we're not always aware of it. We're not always cognizant of it. But this is what God wants. And so that's your homework. That's a homework for me too that I have to do. I did it last night. I always challenge myself. I do my own homework. So I'm breathing last night. I'm like, wow, I forgot. Jesus, I forgot. I got so busy. I forgot that you're here. And then I felt at peace. You're that close to me. You're closer to me than any other person in my life. A spouse, a family member, a friend, doesn't matter. You are more close to me than that. And so Jesus made a promise in today's gospel. I will be closer to you, to the 12 apostles, than if I was physically in your presence. And they're like, really? They have a hard time understanding it until the Holy Spirit came, and so do we. And so today, let us celebrate our young people. Wow, congratulations to them. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for inscribing your name. This is a public declaration to say, I want to take my faith seriously. I want to have a personal relationship with God. I want to share with the world how amazing He is, and He is in my life. And that should challenge every one of us in this church today. And so that Holy Cross Academy student, when everyone raised their hands and said, "Where's God?" and they all point to heaven, well, they weren't wrong. But that other kid who pointed to himself, one day he will be a great Joannine scholar and a great theologian in our church.